Books and Arts. Book Review. Rare Foods. Refined Tastes. Eating to Extinction. By Dan Saladino.
The French eat foie gras. The Icelandic devour haukatla, fermented fish with an aroma of urine. Americans give thanks by baking tinned pumpkin in a pie. The range of human foods is not just a source of Epicurean joy, but a reflection of ecological and anthropological variety, the consequence of tens of thousands of years of parallel yet independent cultural evolution. And yet, as choices proliferated in other ways, diets have been squeezed and standardised. Even Parisians eventually let Starbucks onto their boulevards. Dan Saladino, a food journalist at the BBC, reminds readers of what stands to be lost. In Eating to Extinction, he travels far and wide to find the world's rarest foods. These include the murnong, a radish-like root with a crisp bite and the taste of sweet coconut. For millennia, it was a primary food for Australia's Aboriginals, before almost vanishing. The unpasteurised version of English Stilton, meanwhile, was salvaged from hygiene rules by an American enthusiast who renamed it Stitchelton. The book's overarching theme is the rapid decline in the diversity of human foods over the past century. Inside the stomach of a man who died 2,500 years ago and whose body was preserved when it sank into a Danish peat bog, researchers found the remains of his last meal, a porridge made with barley, flax, and the seeds of 40 different plants. In East Africa, the Hadza, one of the last remaining hunter-gatherer tribes, eat from a potential wild menu that consists of more than 800 plant and animal species. By contrast, most humans now get 75% of their calorie intake from just 8 foods: rice, wheat, maize, potatoes, barley, palm oil, soya, and sugar. Even within each of those food groups, there is homogenization. Decades of selective breeding and the pressures of global food markets mean that farms everywhere grow the same varieties of cereals and raise the same breeds of livestock. Why should anyone care about having 25 varieties of wheat when a single one can be optimised to produce more grain in more reliable fashion and with a guarantee of the same taste year after year? For the same reason that fund managers seek to diversify their assets. In an ever-changing world, diversity is an insurance policy. The pressures of climate change and rapidly spreading diseases make that insurance all the more important.